the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jim Poplava, and welcome to a special edition of Lifetime Planning. This is one of those shows you're going to want to play over and over again, if not send to many of your friends.
And I'm Chris Sheridan. Jim, earlier this year, we did a podcast on Americans facing big changes in retirement under the SECURE Act. The SECURE Act actually stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. And this was passed late last year, as you talked about in the last podcast, pretty late at night. It seemed like it was kind of slipped through. But the reason was, is because Congress people are obviously becoming more aware and concerned of the fact that many people are not prepared for retirement. And so this bill was a way to address some of those things. We're going to get into it, and I know you're going to talk about how there's an expectation that people's taxes are going to be going up, that inflation is going to be an enemy as well. So let's go over some of the key points about the SECURE Act and why people need to be understanding the impacts that this is going to have on them.
Yeah, Chris, this one was really a surprise to me. As you mentioned, they passed it late in the evening on December 23rd. Now, they proposed the SECURE Act during the summer, but then politics, the China trade war, impeachment, all of that stuff obviously went to the forefront on the headlines, and then at the last minute, they passed this. Now, the show that we did in January, we were trying to tell you all of the things that were going into effect this year, tax-wise, that were going to have an impact on you. Now, there were a lot of numbers that we threw out, and a lot of people thought, well, this was complicated. Well, let me tell you, I did that intentionally because I want to convince you our tax laws are very, very complex. I'm going through a tax certification myself right now. I'll become a certified tax specialist, and I'm always amazed, Chris, at how complex everything is in the tax code, because when Trump passed the tax bill, if anybody recalls, the Republicans were basically saying they were going to simplify it. It was going to be so easy, you could file your tax return on a postcard. Well, let me tell you, as I'll show you today, it's anything but easy. But here's what I want to do. I want to tell you there's only two things really I want you to remember about the SECURE Act. And there's all kinds of provisions, but for most people listening to this program, there's two that are going to impact you directly. And let me tell you what they are. And I want you to write these down. Very simple. They moved the age at which you have to take mandatory distributions from age 70 and a half to now age 72. So that makes it a little easier because the 70 and a half thing made it a little bit more complex. When did you turn 70 and a half? You could take a distribution or skip it, go to the following year and take two. Now it's simple. It's age 72. So they've given you basically another year and a half of which you can postpone taking distributions from your IRAs or your rollovers. However, as you get older, every single year, you will have to take out more and more and more out of your plan. And this is a sort of a gotcha that can get many of you, particularly if you have a lot of money in, for example, an IRA rollover. A good majority of your assets were accumulated in something like a 401k plan. And so that's the first thing you have to remember. The second thing I want you to remember is there used to be something called an IRA stretch. And let's just make this easy. Let's suppose that you have $300,000 in your IRA and you have three kids. What an IRA stretch was, you would name your three kids as beneficiary, let's say equal shares. Your children could take out their one-third over their life expectancy. So let's say you had a child that was age 40 when they came into their inheritance. They would take out their share over their lifespan, which would be close to 40 years. Well, that's gone now. Now it is simply 10 years. You don't have to take it out every year, but by the 10th year, you must take everything out. Now, let me tell you where the problem's going to be. If you are fortunate enough to have $1 million IRA, a $2 million IRA, and I've seen $3 million or more, this is going to be a big problem for your heirs. And let me just give you an example. Let's suppose you have two children and you have a $2 million IRA. You pass away. You leave 50% of it to each kid. So each kid gets $1 million. they would have to take out that $1 million over a 10-year period. They could do it in equal installments, or they could do it all at once. Where that presents a problem is what happens, and I have a case right now where the children of my client are very successful. One's a very successful businessman that is making close to 7 figures a year. The daughter is a doctor. She's making a good salary, close to $400,000 a year. Imagine coming into an inheritance where you're going to have to take on top of your salary several hundred thousand dollars a year on top of that. So the big impact, Chris, on this really, in my opinion, is the IRA stretch, condensing that down to 10 years, which really becomes a big problem for those who have children who are successful and in their own right are in high tax brackets. This just makes it more complicated because that extra money they have to take out could push them into that higher tax bracket where they could end up paying 37% on the federal level or even more. And then if you're in a high tax state like the one we live in California, New York, or Illinois, or New Jersey, you know, you could end up paying 40-50% of that IRA to the government, both the federal and the state.
And Jim, I think we should point out here that since we're going to be covering a lot of information that is going to apply to different people, this information doesn't apply to one specific person. That said, we should make it clear that all of this information is going to be important to everyone at some point in their life and will be impacting them regardless of their age. So if they're listening and saying, oh, well, I'm not 70 and a half or close to that age, so this doesn't impact me, we're going to go through a lot of information. But keep in mind, if you want to know the particulars of your situation and how the SECURE Act is going to impact you and how you can, of course, invest around it and plan around it, you can give our wealth advisors a call here at Financial Sense Wealth Management at 888-486-3939, and we can work through the particulars of your situation. So, Jim, with that said, let's talk about some of the other issues that you're specifically keying on here where we see a big change with the SECURE Act. And I believe that's with the tax brackets and the difference between whether or not you're single or you're married.
Yeah, now where this is key, and I'm going to focus on three tax brackets. And Chris, I'm glad you brought to the attention that, you know, if you're 40, you're thinking, okay, well, that's 72. That's not impacting me. Well, yes, it is, because the real key here to not find yourself in a tax bind later on is the planning that you do decades before you retire. Now, I want to throw three tax brackets out to you because it's real key when it comes to tax planning. And it also becomes a key when you actually get to retirement. There are three tax brackets, the 22% bracket, the 24% bracket, and then after 24, it jumps up to the 32% bracket. So let me tell you what those brackets are if you're single and married. The 22% bracket is all the way $40,125 if you're single, $80,250 if you're married. The 24% bracket begins at $85,525. So basically, under $85,000, you're going to be in that 22% bracket or less. And on the married side, it's $171,000. Now, why those are key, and I'm going to come to this in just a minute, and it'll start to make sense. The next bracket, it goes from 24 and quickly jumps to 32. And that 32% bracket begins at $163,300 if you're single, $326,600 when you are married. And this is key for many of you that are retired. Maybe you've lost a spouse. Maybe you're divorced. We have a case right now, Chris, where there are two single individuals. Both of them lost their spouses. And, you know, they've been dating. And, you know, one of the things that we told them, you want to lower your bracket, you know, get married. You can sign a prenup. You can keep your assets separate, but you're going to drop down into a much, much lower tax bracket being married than you are as single. It's often called the widow's penalty. You know, you're married, your spouse passes away, you lose one Social Security check. It's usually the wife's. She takes the husband's. And then the wife drops down into a higher tax bracket. So why these tax brackets are key for planning is one of the things you don't want to do if you're putting away, let's say, a lot of money into a 401k plan, your company's matching it, you have this big 401k plan or pension plan that's growing, you really want to, when you can, start doing Roth conversions. Roth conversions are you take an IRA, which is taxable, you convert it to a Roth IRA, and it must stay there for 5 years, at which point it becomes tax-free. Now, what you want to do when you're doing a Roth conversion is you want to do it when you're in a lower tax bracket. So if you're single, you want to make sure you don't go beyond the 24% bracket, which means you can go all the way up to 163. If you're married, it's 326. And you don't do a Roth conversion if you have a large one. You're probably not going to do it in a single year. You're going to do it over a series of years. I have one client right now. We're basically going to cut their IRA pension in half and convert half of it to a Roth, but we're going to keep that person in a 22% tax bracket. So they're only paying 22% tax on what they're converting. And so that's why those tax brackets are important. They're also important in terms of they impact, for example, how big your Medicare B premiums are going to be. The more income you make, the more you pay for your Medicare B premiums. The more income you make, there's also surtaxes that you're going to have to pay as well.
And Jim, I just want to point out again that, you know, there's a lot of numbers here. There's a lot of information to digest. And that's why it's just so helpful to sit down with an advisor to go through the particulars of your situation where it's focused specifically on you. And so let's get into some of the additional things that you're looking at on surtaxes related to the SECURE Act. And I believe that there's an investment tax and a Medicare tax that have now been added in. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, now those didn't come in with the SECURE Act. They came in with Obamacare, and that was an investment tax of 3.8%. Now, this is very important because a lot of times this will come back to bite you. If you are fortunate and you're single, you make $200,000, or if you're married, you make $250,000. Let me tell you the bad news. If you make $200,000 single or over $250,000 married, you are going to have to pay an additional investment tax of 3.8% on interest, dividends, rent, whatever, annuities, whatever you're getting that's taxable, just add another 3.8%. In addition to that, as many of you are aware, you pay Social Security tax. I think the figure is $137,800 this year. That's up from $132,000. Now, after you surpass the $137,000 mark, you are liable for an additional Medicare tax, which is 2.9%. If you're an employee, you pay half of it, 1.45%. Your employer pays the other half. If you're self-employed, you pay it all. Now, here's another thing that goes into effect. If you make over $200,000, or if you make over $250,000, you pay an additional 0.9%. Let's just round it off. You pay an additional 1% Medicare tax. So your Medicare tax on top of your tax bracket could be 3.8%. So just remember that figure, 3.8% on your investments and 3.8% on your earned income if you exceed $200,000 if you're single, $250,000 if you're married. So there's all kinds of complexities that come into this tax code. And this is, I think, what surprised a lot of people, Chris, when the tax bills were passed. You know, originally they were going to be simple, easy to follow. That's not the way it turned out. They actually became more complex. And these were what I call the got you taxes that all of a sudden, you know, you go to file your tax return, you've been having tax withholding, and your accountant says, oh, by the way, you owe an additional $1,300 in taxes. And that's sort of the thing that kind of comes back and bites you. And you say, God, where'd that come from? And that's where these numbers come from.
Now, Jim, one thing that we've been discussing on our show for quite some time is how you believe taxes and inflation are going to be going up for the long term. We did see under the Tax Cuts and Job Act under the Trump administration when he first took office, a reduction in most income taxes for Americans. it was, you know, it could be a significant savings. Different people were impacted slightly different. In general, most Americans saw a tax cut under Trump. A lot of these things are going to be expiring, I understand, after 2025 when they sunset. But when it comes to the issue of taxes, as you were just discussing with the differences between being single and married and where that puts you in the brackets, the benefits of being married, of course. The other part of it, again, is inflation. And there's an important aspect to this that we have to understand when it comes to, for example, like Social Security payments, how over time they will get eroded by inflation. So let's get a little bit into this part of the conversation, because again, two really important parts are taxes and inflation and how they fit together.
Yeah, this is really going to impact you as you head into retirement. I don't need to tell you if you're retired, what you've seen happen to your Medicare premiums and deductibles. I remember a couple of years ago, the bottom number for Medicare premiums were 109. This year, it's 144. Fidelity comes out with a study every year, Chris, what the average couple age 65 and over will end up spending on medical expenses over their lifetime. This includes Medicare premiums, Medigap insurance, drugs, out-of-pocket expenses, and that figure now is close to $280,000. Now, you know, when we look at the inflation rate, the Fed is saying, well, they're having difficulty achieving their 2% target rate. But Chris, there's a lot of things that don't get added into that index. All the little fees you get charged for, the increase in your water bills, the increase in your utilities, phone bills. Everywhere you look, you know, if it's not raising taxes, they're raising fees. And especially in the area of medical inflation for most retirees is running 6 to 8% a year. Now, there's one thing that our congresspeople have done intentionally. They've designed the tax law that through inflation over the years, you are gradually going to be pushed into a higher tax bracket. And let me explain that. There are certain things and certain key numbers that have never been indexed to inflation. Let me give you an example. Originally in 1984, 50% of your Social Security was subject to income tax. It used to be tax-free. Then in 94, Bill Clinton changed that, and up to 85% of your Social Security is subject to income taxes. But let me tell you where those figures are. They have never, ever been indexed for inflation since 1994. For a married couple, the number is 44,000. For a single individual, it's 34,000. So you can see, you know, over 20, 30 years, they have never touched that figure. And obviously, 44,000, 34,000 doesn't buy the same thing today that it did in 1994. Let me give you another example. It used to be, up until the change in the recent tax bill, you could deduct the interest on a home up to $1 million on a mortgage and a second mortgage of $100,000. They just reduced that for new homeowners buying new homes to $750,000. And obviously, over the last 10 years, we've seen the price of real estate go up. So, you know, it's getting more expensive to buy a home, and you're getting less of a deduction for doing it. Not only cutting back the property tax deduction, but also the amount that you can deduct as interest. Let me give you another one. The way the tax laws work today, if you have a capital gain, long-term capital gain, you pay long-term capital gains rates. If you have a capital loss, you can deduct the losses against 100% of all your capital gains. But if you have no capital gains, all you can deduct, let's just say, I don't know, you made a bad investment and you had a $9,000 loss. You can only deduct $3,000 of that $9,000 loss against income. That has been, I think the same, I think the figure was, it was either 1978 or 1982 where we have this $3,000 loss. It might have been 1982 under Reagan. If you were to adjust that $3,000 capital loss for inflation, that figure today should be $12,000. If you were to deduct mortgage interest and make it commensurate with inflation, you should be able to have a $2 million mortgage. And let me give you two other figures. The figures I told you about that you have to be aware of. These are the gotcha figures. $200,000 if you're single, $250,000 if you're married. That's when you pay an additional 3.8% on capital gains, dividends, interest, any kind of investment income. And then also the additional 0.9% Medicare tax. And Chris, those figures have never been adjusted for inflation. The numbers they use for Social Security taxation haven't changed since 1984. The mortgage interest deduction just got reduced from $1.1 million down to $750,000, even though the value of real estate has almost doubled or gone up 40-50% over the last decade. And the $3,000 capital loss, that goes all the way back to 1982. So there are certain things that are embedded in the tax code that are designed through inflation. They call it bracket creep. And that's what you're going to be facing. And for many of you now that are in your 30s, 40s, you're putting money into a 401k plan, you're getting matching contributions. And if you're fortunate enough to have a seven-figure IRA rollover, you really need to think about doing some serious tax planning. I mean, a lot of the cases that we're working on, Chris, these are individuals that are 5 years away from retirement. We're doing things as much as possible to keep them in a zero, and that's right, the word zero, or a 15, no more than a 22% tax bracket. So, you know, and one of the ways we did a show on this, and I'll probably do an update on this as we get closer to tax time. It is possible, believe it or not, to retire and pay zero taxes. Now, let me repeat that again. Pay zero taxes or pay no more than 15 to 18% taxes. So imagine if you're making $100,000, you might come in here and say, you know, it's we always hear about people like Warren Buffett, hedge fund managers, and all these billionaires that pay these low tax rates. I think what you're saying, Jim, is you can do the same thing with proper planning.
Now, Jim, to wrap things up here, there are a number of issues that the SECURE Act does address, some tweaks to a number of different rules with regards to 401ks, to small businesses, to even part-time workers. Some of these things we've addressed in podcasts previously, and we will be addressing these things in subsequent podcasts as well. So this isn't the end of it. There's still much more information that we'll be covering when it comes to retirement planning. And for those of you that are small business owners and in particular situations where you will specifically be impacted one way or another by this, again, Jim, you are studying right now a lot of tax code ways to structure your assets to benefit you. You just mentioned how you can get down to zero or up to as high as 15 to 18% taxes. So that's definitely something that people want to take advantage of. And if they wanted to do so, again, Financial Sense Wealth Management, we have a staff of advisors here to help financial planners that can go through on a case-by-case basis with every one of our listeners to discuss these things with them more thoroughly. With that said, what would be the best way to do so? Would you mind giving out our number?
Yeah, Chris, they can contact us at Financial Sense Wealth Advisors at 888-486-3939. And let me just throw this out. If you are fortunate enough to have a multi-million dollar IRA, or you are 5 years away from retirement, or even 10 years, you really should contact us and talk about setting yourself up. The problem that you don't want to get yourself into is get yourself into age 70, 72, and you're stuck with a permanently high tax bracket because there was no planning. If you do proper planning, and I'm telling you this, you can get yourself where you can get a situation where you can find yourself in a 15, 18, no more than 22% tax bracket. We're working with a multi-million dollar couple right now, and we're setting them up for retirement. We've got their tax bracket down to 22, and they'll be in an 18 to 22% bracket when they retire. But it takes planning, thoughtful planning and analysis, but you too can live a tax-free or a low tax bracket lifestyle. But once again, it takes planning. And I hope that you will share this program with your friends and others that are either nearing retirement or in the situations that we've been talking about, because these are the gotcha things. These are the things that all of a sudden you see your accountant and your accountant says, you know, you owe extra taxes. And you're saying to myself, where did that come from? And that's where it comes from. A lot of the things that we're talking about here. In my own case, I'm actually going through almost a master's in tax right now because the system has got so complex. And I really, as I went through the Trump tax bill that was passed, instead of being simplified, it actually made things more complicated, more brackets, more exclusions, more things that you have to calculate today that you didn't have to do. And Chris, I've been doing this for nearly four decades. And if I could say anything about this, taxes and inflation have been a constant, and I think another constant most people are going to be facing in this new decade.
As the saying goes, Jim, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. That's why financial planning is so important. So do not make that mistake that many Americans are making right now, which is, again, another reason why they tried to pass the SECURE Act and do something about the dire situation that many Americans face with around $50,000 in their retirement accounts. So Financial Sense advisors are here to help. So give us a call at 888-486-3939.
Listen, do yourself a favor. There are a lot of things here. We wanted to redo this, just talk about the essentials today. Remember what we told you about the SECURE Act, age 72 for taking distributions, a 10-year limit now on distributions after you pass on, key tax brackets you need to be aware of, 22 and 24 and 32, the 200 and 250,000 bracket, and all the things that are going to impact your income that are not indexed to inflation. So send this broadcast to your friends, have them listen, because you could actually maybe help them as well. In the meantime, on behalf of Chris Sheridan and myself, we'd like to thank you for joining us here on Lifetime Planning. Until you and I talk again, we hope you have a pleasant week.
The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.